Jason, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Greg Anders tells CBS News that his father, Bill, a member of the Apollo 8 crew that flew around the moon in 1968, has died in a small plane crash in Washington State. Apollo 8 came at the tail end of a turbulent year that included the Vietnam War and the assassinations of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Bobby Kennedy. Anders told CBS News in a 1998 interview.
Well, we were so busy training that those kind of things didn't occur to me. Also, we were a little bit removed from the real world in the simulators.
Anders, who took the iconic Earthrise photo showing the planet as a shadowed blue marble from space, was 90 years old. CBS's Ben Tracy has spent the last couple of days in the middle of a heat wave in Las Vegas.
Because temperatures on the planet overall are going up because of our planet warming emissions coming from our burning of fossil fuels. When you have a heat wave like this, that just adds fuel to the fire. The baseline temperatures are higher, so when you have temperature spikes, those can be higher. And in fact, scientists say that this current heat wave that we're experiencing was made three times more likely because of human-caused climate change.
The prosecution rests in the federal gun trial of Hunter Biden, and his eldest daughter takes the stand to testify in his defense. Naomi Biden told the jury about visiting her father and the progress he made while in rehab just weeks before the gun purchase at the center of the case. CBS's Scott McFarlane also reports.
The defense says it may call Hunter Biden to testify next week. Former prosecutor Tom Dupree says that would expose Biden to very tough questions for prosecutors.
When you put the defendant on the stand to testify in his own defense, you're risking opening a Pandora's box.
There are no other defense witnesses, so this case could go to closing arguments by the end of the day Monday, and then into the hands of a Delaware jury.
In one of the largest pandemic frauds in the country, federal prosecutor Joe Thompson says
the defendants took advantage of the COVID-19 pandemic to defraud the state of Minnesota and to steal tens of millions of dollars.
The first of 70 defendants have gone to trial in Minneapolis in the so-called Feeding Our Future trial. Five defendants have been found guilty of stealing more than $40 million from the government that was supposed to be used to feed children. Two have been acquitted. Owners of a popular Kia SUV are being urged to avoid parking indoors until they get the car checked at the dealership. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
Kia's recalling 2020 through 24 Tellurides because of a fire risk, 463,000 vehicles in all. They're advising owners to park them outside until they can be repaired. There are at least seven cases of the seat motors overheating, including one fire.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Tony Evers is asking for audits of Milwaukee public schools. That's in addition to the financial audit already underway. This comes after Milwaukee schools failed to turn in financial reports due last September. Now, the state is withholding more than $16 million in aid. Evers' proposed audits would look into the functionality and effectiveness of Milwaukee's public schools. The scandal at Waupun Prison is renewing talks of replacing the aging state prisons at Waupun and Green Bay. State Representative Mark Bourne says the lockups are too old to remodel.
Both of those facilities, they're built in such a different way that refurbishing them is very difficult, very expensive. It would be hard to make them useful in a modern prison way.
Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt recommends remodeling or rebuilding. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers look to bounce back. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers are in Detroit for a weekend series against the Tigers after being swept earlier this week by Philadelphia. But manager Pat Murphy says the Philly series will help the team going forward.
I know this will be a good thing for our team to go through. Nobody likes losing. Nobody likes losing close ones. No one likes knowing you're right there and the ball just, you know, you hit balls hard and they get caught. You know, it's time to hit a fly ball and you hit a ground ball. Yeah, you know, but one lack of effort, like I've said all year, 61 games. I believe 98% of them, we've been in there to the last pitch.
The Brewers entered the Detroit series 10 games over 500. The Tigers are 31-31. First pitch in Detroit is scheduled for 5:40 p.m. Three state high school championships are this weekend. State softball and tennis are today and tomorrow in Madison, and the first ever state lacrosse championship is Saturday in Sun Prairie. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, we'll look for a partly cloudy sky, a low in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a few showers and rumbles of thunder, highs close to 70. Then we're back into full sunshine on Sunday. Beautiful day, high to 75. Currently 57 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison and welcome up-and-coming singer-songwriter Katie Scullin, who performs live in studio. And I'm joined by Civic Media News Director and comedy enthusiast Terry Bell.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Tom Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to Anything Goes Friday on the Tom Hartman Program. The call-in number, 202-808-9925. 202-808-9925. We'll talk about news today. I also want to give an update. By the way, my name is Jefferson Smith. Tom is away today. It's going to be an adventure. It's Friday. It's Anything Goes Friday. And we are going to test the envelope of what anything might go. We're honored to have you, and I'm honored to be with you. We'll go over some things. So we'll talk a little Alex Jones. I do want to talk about D-Day. I might actually want to talk about the Federal Reserve. And I also want to talk about climate change. We'll have a couple guests. The last time I was on, we were gearing up, and thank you to the people listening who supported and who were interested, attended, et cetera. There was a major conference on climate technology, the WINGS conference, and it happened to be located and based around my hometown. But people came from further away. And a couple of the speakers we're going to have on. How do we think about this moment as there's a moment of challenge, of stress internationally, locally, domestically? Also is a time of opportunity. Also is a time of being able to revisit our not only our social contract, but the deal we make with our natural environment. That would be something that could go on Friday. So some news. Did you catch, by the way, does this deserve to be the opening story? I don't know. And we will go to your calls. But did you see that Alex Jones agreed to liquidate his assets to pay the Sandy Hook families in a move that would end his ownership of InfoWars? So he was going to try to do, I think, Chapter 11 bankruptcy. He changed that. They figured there wasn't a way to restructure so he could generate the money. He owes over $1 billion to the families for his slander and libel. And he didn't have $1.5 billion, but he's got a lot of assets that could help pay the families. And so far, those families have received $0 from Alex Jones. And it's now changed. His counsel's now changed. Well, we're not going to be able to pull off the plan to Chapter 11 or Chapter 7. That means he just loses ownership. So that's interesting. Now, the relevance, it's less about Alex Jones. We don't really need to give him publicity. But if we think about the levers that the public interest is going to have, the levers that democracy is going to have, what are going to be those levers if we agree that Fox News and that social media and in New York Times today, the story of people making deep fakes about to invent images, realistic looking images of underage girls, underage females, aka girls, and then sharing those on the internet, that holding, including the companies that enable that stuff, accountable. What are the tools to do that? If Congress is locked up, if the federal courts are operated by Federal Society MAGA appointees, what are the routes? And tort law, regular, old school, including in purple state, blue state, red state, judges and juries holding people accountable, will be one of the not infinite tools. That to me is a piece of relevance. But why don't I, if we're ready, why don't I give the opening poem that we had prepared? In fact, I have a couple of them. What's the best thing in the world? June rose by May dew impearled, sweet south wind, it means no rain. Truth, not cruel to a friend. Pleasure, not in haste to end. Beauty, not self-decked and curled till its pride is overplayed. Love, when so you're loved again. What's the best thing in the world? Something out of it, I think. That's Elizabeth Barrett Browning. It's June. June's my favorite month. I love June. Welcome to June on the Tom Hartman Program. A couple of other things as we get things working here. I wanted to say something about D-Day. I wanted to say something about Joe Biden's visit to the fallen World War II veterans. Very few of those World War II veterans, those D-Day veterans, still alive. People may have read online the heroic exploits, maybe learned for the first time, you may have known them already, but may have learned for the first time the heroic exploits of Teddy Roosevelt's kid, Teddy Roosevelt Jr., was a brigadier general at Utah Beach, that stormed Utah Beach multiple times before dying in his sleep 30 days after that, that saving Europe, that saving democracy is a task that we can't take for granted. It's a task that we can't just assume, well, that got done in World War II, we'll have to do that again. That right now we're at another time, both that Europe is under attack, and that there's great media and protest distraction cheapens it, but nonetheless, I'll say it, it's one of the reasons Hamas is given the green light to do it. To think that the most important or the only conflict that is happening is in the Middle East, which, by the way, has been conflict that's been going on for generations and generations and generations and generations. And there hasn't been a world leader or a U.S. president or an Israeli leader or Palestinian leader who has been able to come to a lasting peace for generations and generations and generations and generations. It's not a Biden thing. But there is an attack in Europe right now. There is a threat to Europe right now. There were online threats and political threats and economic threats to Europe. That's what Brexit was, that are happening recently in real time. We can't take a pro-democracy Europe for granted. We can't take a pro-democracy Western alliance for granted. And something that Tom and I have talked about before is this sort of 80-year cycle. It's a little spooky. Tom's point is about every 80 years, there is a major global problem, catastrophe, war, economic blight, about every 80 years. And I haven't gone back enough in history to look too far back, but I can do, most of us can do U.S. history in our head. And it bears out pretty well. And we're now 80 years plus a day after D-Day. And I can't speak to why there might be why the 80-year thing is luck or the 80-year thing is a particular trend. But when it comes to U.S. history, I don't think it's luck and I don't think it's that complicated. There might be lots of complicated factors, but there's at least one factor that I don't think is complicated. And that's human lifespan. That's human memory. That's familial relationships. That's lessons that are learned and remembered versus lessons that don't translate in full to the next generation. Kind of like an old Xerox machine, right? The first Xerox copy looks pretty good. Second Xerox copy, pretty good. But after a little while, you lose a little bit. As generations pass, you can lose a little bit unless there's a mechanism or multiple mechanisms to keep fresh those lessons. And those lessons can particularly degrade if there are mechanisms that are trying to degrade them. There are social media players and, let's say it, Russian bots, and let's say it, right-wing media, that are trying to erase collective memory of critical lessons. Things like fascism is bad. Things like building a pro-democracy movement in the world is not something that just happens naturally. Authoritarians build power. They have authority. Authority is almost a synonym to power, right? And power tends to accrete. Power tends to grow unless there is a mechanism, either human lifespan or revolution or democracy or term limits, something that keeps that power from accreting. Putin is more powerful than previous Russian leaders for a variety of reasons. One of the key reasons is just his duration. The longer you play, the more chances you have to hire your people, install your folks, get rid of the people you don't want. Imagine the project 2025 that Trump is working on, and you have a chance to do that for years and years and years and years. That's sort of the Putin play. And if you have mechanisms that are erasing our memory, trying to distract our memory, memory degrades even more. We're now at 80 years past the time when there was a supermajority, near consensus agreement that fascism is bad, that democracy is critical, it can't be taken for granted, that we need to grow the alliance of countries that are working towards a small d democratic future. And the practical, the simple, the almost simplistic mechanism that occurred, that is on my mind now kind of frequently. Because it used to be when I would see all the sort of veterans honoring stuff, my reaction would be like, well, what about teachers? Right? What about nurses? What about people who toil? What about activists? What's their, where's their day? Where's the flyover they get at a football game? My friend said he wanted to start a nonprofit offering meaningful rituals for the military. But I'm now more on board. I'm now more on board with honoring, yes, service of all types, and very much including World War II service. It was critical in the development and redemption arc that needs to be of this nation. That when people fly Nazi flags, you flew a Nazi flag 40 years ago, you'd have your World War II veteran grandpa smack you. And I'd say, what the hell are you doing? I risked my life and I lost friends fighting that flag. How dare you carry it at a rally? And it would happen less. Similarly, Civil War happened about 80 years after the Revolutionary War. I don't think that's a coincidence. Because when there are people who in the South seceding from the nation, 40 years prior to that, there were grandpas saying, what are you talking about? I fought with General Washington. How dare you try to divide this nation so that people can own slaves? That there is a risk that we, in fact, a dynamic that we will forget. We have to remember. And so I want to appreciate the D-Day veterans and fighters for democracy of all stripes, including the listeners here, for remembering,
this
for helping other people remember.
Program.
We'll be right back. Call at number 202-808-9925. It's Anything Goes Friday.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate state taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com. Capterra.com.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Let's face it, life can be stressful, overwhelming. And it's not just your mind that suffers when you're feeling tense and anxious. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and your immune system. Here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves, say hello to a steady, more relaxed, chill you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as few as 4 weeks. And for next-level mood and immune support, we love the award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. Not only does it have 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, but this spore probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin, your happy hormone. Plus, that supports better sleep so you can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. With Just Calm and Just Thrive Probiotic. You'll have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to help you win the day every day. And with a money-back guarantee, what do you have to lose? For a limited time, you can try Just Thrive risk-free. Save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm when you go to justthrivehealth.com and use promo code TOM. For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com. Promo code TOM. It's like getting a month for free. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Let's go straight to your calls. Let's go to Susan from Caldwell. Hello, Susan.
Hi, Jefferson. I'm so pleased you touched on Teddy Roosevelt Jr. I did speak with Tom about that yesterday. And I don't know if anybody in the audience is familiar with that 1962 movie, The Longest Day, where Mr. Fonda portrayed Teddy in his campaign to lead his men in the invasion. Now, that's not the first time. The guy participated in North Africa and Sicily, and he led his men, which kind of got him in reputation among the command as, I don't know, I think Patton would call him a showboater, but he really did want to be there with the men that he had trained. And he did. He got over 10,000 men off of Omaha Beach with minimal, like in the hundreds of casualties. That's why he was awarded the Medal of Honor after he died.
Yeah.
Now you ask, why did he die in his sleep? This was his Second World War.
Yeah.
He and all of Teddy's sons participated in the First World War. Their baby brother was shot out of the skies in World War I. Teddy was wounded. He came back. He was leading up Omaha. His own son was coming in on Utah Beach.
Yeah.
His own son was on Omaha, where he had so many problems. You think that wouldn't cause a problem?
Stress.
You know, in somebody's
stress is real.
Physiology?
Stress is real. Yeah. Yeah.
And then just another point. It wasn't just us. Yes, we were the key to making this successful, but the Europeans did participate.
Oh,
the
Norwegians, not only participate,
the Dutch,
they did most of the dying.
French. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Susan, thank you so much for the call. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Jefferson.
We're back. This is the Tom Hartman Show. I'm Jeff Smith. You're you. And isn't it wonderful to be you? We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Please. We'll be right back. It is 202-808-9925. Speed round coming up.
Dr. Marty Goldstein, first of all, I got to tell you, my wife is one of your biggest fans. Tell us about your background.
Well, I graduated Cornell Vet School in 1973, but I had my own conditions that were genetically based. I was not eating well. Conventional medicine had no answer. I started to eat well. I got better. And that was the wake-up call to then apply it to what a dog and a cat should be really eating. Most of the pet food industry is not biologically appropriate to what a dog and a cat would eat, period.
Generally speaking, what are the best things that you can feed your dog?
If they're healthy, well-to-do, and they don't have any medical conditions, about 80% meat and the rest some vegetation.
What should you avoid feeding your dog?
Meat byproducts are not really meat. I don't even want to mention what they contain.
What makes Dr. Marty's dog food different from all the other premium dog foods out there?
Preservatives.
Yeah.
My food is preservative-free. There's many of the foods out there have preservatives which destroy the intestinal flora, and they are immune-suppressive. My food meets all APCO requirements with only food. There's no additives, so we are literally simulating what a dog and or a cat would eat in nature with this. It's called food. What a concept.
Yeah, what a concept.
One thing that brings me joy is not only how much they love this, but how well they're doing just through the food. I mean, my life is complete. Well, that's all I can say.
That's great. Thank you, Marty.
It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
Great talking with you. For a limited time, I can get you 54% off Nature's Blend and a free pack of premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%. APR, 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland, matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
At this very moment, Doctors Without Borders is on the ground in communities around the world, delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most. Our teams are bandaging war-wounded patients caught in the crossfire in Sudan, providing clean drinking water in Haiti, and performing emergency C-sections in Yemen. Doctors Without Borders teams are in over 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving work is made possible by our movement of supporters. People like you, who help our patients even when they're half a world away. At Doctors Without Borders, we won't stop working to bring our patients and their communities from crisis to care.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for TomCast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your TomCast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Welcome back. It is Anything Goes Friday. And it is an adventure. It is an adventure that you help lead. And given that there are more than one or two of you, it makes it even more adventurous. Let's go to Michael from the Bronx. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
I'm well.
Number one, I just celebrated yesterday my 57th birthday.
Happy birthday.
Partying tonight. Thank you. Partying karaoke style.
Nice.
Right.
Do you have Do you have a go-to karaoke song?
I do Barry White. Barry White.
The whole catalog, or is there like a one or two Barry White songs that are your go-tos?
Oh, well, what I go to is a restaurant that hosts karaoke events, yeah. and I just sign up with the DJ, give him a list of songs I do, and mainly in the 70s, 80s, and some 90s.
So songs. So you do have a pretty broad catalog of Barry White. Like you're there, and it's your birthday, so nobody's going to kick you off the stage.
Oh, no way. No way.
All right.
Barry White, Michael Jackson, the Floaters.
my assumption is you also bear a significant physical resemblance to the late, great Barry White.
If I really dress up like him, which includes a wig.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. I'm rooting for that, the social propriety of it. I'm hoping it all goes good. And happy birthday to you. But I don't think you called only to talk about Barry White and your birthday, so please continue.
All right. Points of concern regarding the GOPs. Number one, that I don't want to ever hear them say crap about being law and order ever again.
Yeah.
With the shenanigans they're pulling in Congress, and especially the fact wasting time and taxpaying dollars, especially with that pilgrimage to New York City during the last couple of days of Trump's criminal trial. And so now Trump is a criminal convict. All right? He was convicted.
Yep.
And then now law and order's out the window, begging Biden to pardon Trump. I mean, what the hell is this that, you know, I knew it was going to go way out of control when they're threatening violence, they're engaging in violence, they're treating Trump like a false god, and it is totally way out of proportion.
I hear you, Michael. Yep.
There's one other concern.
Oh, I want to respond to that one.
Okay.
I'll respond to that one. It's your birthday, so I guess you get two. But I'll respond to that one. So here's the thing I have to help. When you hear the MAGA movement say freedom, or when you hear them say the rule of law, or if you hear them say order, you will understand it. We will all understand it better if we translate that to just mean their power. Okay? When you say we're advocating for freedom, they don't actually, of course, don't mean the freedom of woman. They don't mean the freedom to travel about the country and go places if somebody else owns the land. They don't mean freedom to keep your mind free of unknown influence by under the blankets of technology. They don't actually mean freedom the way the word means. They mean the power of their allies. They mean the power of the dollar. I mean the power of their movement. When they say law and order, they don't mean actually the rule of law. What they mean is their people being more in charge. And so if there's something that threatens their people being in charge, even if it is according to the rule of law, norms, principles, that kind of stuff, it's not really the thing, because that's not what they were talking about in the first place. But go ahead, you said you had a second point.
Right, because what you just said was sums up to what my pastor calls their belief of good for me, not for thee. But then it gets to an ugly rumor that a right-winger that demanded for Trump to be pardoned started an ugly rumor. I heard this on another show, that they falsely accused President Biden of molesting one of his daughters. Now, I've always said that every time a Republican says something stupid like that, the fact is it's them or somebody on their side committing the atrocity. Case in point, you might recall photos from a couple of years ago, at the most, of then-President Trump embracing his daughter, Ivanka, and then copping a feel on her breasts with her looking up, eyes closed and smiling as he's giving her a kiss on the left cheek. Yeah, and that went viral on social media, and it was on the tabloids. So once again, Republicans commit the atrocities and falsely point the finger at Democrats.
Yeah, there's a lot of projection. There's a lot of projection, Michael. Thank you for the call. Thanks for being a listener.
Yes.
And by the way, happy birthday. And, you know, go Barry White.
Thank you so much.
Sean from Stamford, Connecticut. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Jefferson?
Going good.
Okay, here's something that Tom mentioned this last week, that the state of Texas wants to pass a law codifying a fetus as a person.
Yep.
And this got me thinking that if a corporation is a person, and if a fetus is a person, then why can't a fetus and the mother that bears that fetus become a corporation and get all the benefits and advantages that come with that?
So what kind of advantages are you hoping a fetus gets that a corporation currently holds? You want shareholders? You want liability protection?
Yeah, health care, liability, whatever it is that baby needs to become viable and survive and thrive.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the challenge, and this is, and I've said this before, and even on D-Day, I wanted, my grandfather was not a World War II vet, he was a little old, but still, when they're key moments, I miss my grandfather very much, he and I were very close, and he was Republican, and had a picture of Tim and Ronald Reagan on his mantle. And he was a man of principle. The modern Republican Party, it is harder to find the principle. Certainly when it comes to governance, certainly when it comes to things like democracy. And I don't say that trying to spike a football in the end zone. I don't say that with glee. I don't say that to ha-ha, that's a different team, so you shouldn't like that team. I say that with real sadness, right? I'm a Teddy Roosevelt and Abraham Lincoln fan. But let's go to Jeffrey from Harrisburg. Go ahead, Jeffrey.
You buck up, you get knocked out.
Yeah. Oh.
That's just my opinion, though.
Jeffrey, you there?
Yes. Hello, I'm sorry.
It's all right. If you want to bring that other person into the call, feel free. We'd love them.
We're just talking about disciplining children. I have a two-part thing. My thing is...
How do you do it?
All right, how about you, Jefferson? And thank you for having me on your show.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry Tom is not there. My thing is, why is it now, first part, why is it now 7 years or three years mm-hmm. later that we are giving mainstream media so much credit for calling people out and doing follow-up questions when back in 2016, when it would have made a difference, everybody was like a church mouse and so afraid. Was it because that the owners of stations were making so much money? But I don't see nobody in media, no disrespect to you, as heroes now for saying you're lying to congressmen, for doing follow-up questions, for doing fact checks. Why is it that they think they're brave now?
Well, I'm gonna say, first of all, thanks for the question. And I'm going to say that the initial distraction on our phone call, I think, actually has some of the answer. So you're talking about disciplining children, right? So let's say a child does something bad, and you say, don't do that thing. And then later, they do something good. And it might not be actually good. Like, it actually might not be like, you didn't pull your sister's hair, or you didn't steal a cookie, or like the failure to steal a cookie, is that good, or is it just like the kind of thing you're supposed to do or not do? But if there are a bunch of cookies there and you come back and the cookies are still there, you might say, thank you for not eating any of the cookies. Thank you for treating your sister or your brother well. Thank you for going to bed, cleaning your room, brushing your teeth, etc. Even though we might think of those as part of the gig, not particularly notable in other circumstances, if in the past they had not fulfilled those standards, you might well use that opportunity to say, thank you for doing that. Good job. That's what we're looking for. That's what we're looking for in this household. That's what we're looking for in this country. So I actually think it's kind of funny. That's how we started out the call, because I actually think that's the answer to your question. Now, I know that embedded in there is more than just the why. You don't want just the answer to your question. You also wanted to say the point of, hey, we need to ask the media to do even better. Not just don't pull your brother's hair or your sister's hair, not just don't eat the cookies, not just brush your teeth and clean your room, but actually help advance the country towards democracy to make sure we don't slide away for democracy. We've got to hold media to a higher standard. And I agree with that very strongly, because ultimately, the media can't just be children. Ultimately, the media can't just be the kid who used to do bad things and now doing not as many bad things. They got to do better things. We got to push them to do better things. That's why I appreciate this show. That's why I appreciate the chance to be in this chair. And that's why I appreciate you for calling in. Thanks so much for it.
Can I say one more thing really quick?
Fire away.
Why is it, the second part is, why are we so dead set on immigrants not coming into this country when 90% of America that loves salads, that loves eating healthy, that loves organic, that they would get if the immigrants didn't do it? Because at 64 years old, I know not one person I know who would get up at 3 o'clock to go out into a field. And second of all, nobody is, the immigrants aren't doing anything wrong. Yeah. It's the mega million companies who are hiring them. Nobody's going after them. It's like, okay, you don't like the immigrants taking jobs. They're not taking jobs. I know anybody.
But we know that's not the reason. I'm going to answer your question. And Jeffrey, thank you for the call and for both those questions. I like both of those why questions, and I'm going to answer both of them. I know Tom's rules usually one per person, but it's anything goes Friday. So apparently, more than one question could go. So the reason is, the reason they vilify immigrants is because it is a way to get votes. The reason they vilify, the reason they ignorantly drive anti-immigrant messaging is so that they can distract from what the actual power disparities are happening in this country. For the person who is feeling more stress, for the person who's feeling like the American dream seems further and further away than it ever has, because by the way, it is, because by the way, the difference between poorer and richer is bigger now than it was and has been in 100 years. And that's the kind of thing we should be focused upon. And by the way, that's a thing a supermajority of this country would be focused upon. So how do you get them not focused on that? Look at the border. Go get Mexicans. They're the real problem. The real reason the family farm is going away is because of somebody who is trying to cut lettuce in the Central Valley in California. That's the problem. The problem of wealth disparities is the family from Ecuador trying to make their way. That's the problem. When, of course, we know it's not the problem. Now, should there be real border policy? Of course. Can we just think of, are we saying there ought to be no border standards? Of course not. Our immigration policy is ridiculous. It is trying to get talented people who would genuinely help the country should be much easier. It's ridiculous. But why? No, it's not because of a principle. It's how we kind of started the segment. It's not because of a principle. It's because of a tactic, a strategy to build power. Because you can't get power by just saying we want to give everything to rich people. Most people aren't going to go for it. You have to use other tools, and that's one of the tools. How long we got till break?
5 seconds.
This is Tom Hartman Show. 3, 2, 1. And we'll be right back. 202-808-9925. This is fun. Hope it's fun for you. Keep calling in. Anything goes Friday. We will do a speed round coming up.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be back with your calls next hour. We'll have two guests talking about futurism and also talking about food policy and how we can build more resilient food system. We'll be back.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader. If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That, podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv. To get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Our experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is they're powerful for healthy blood pressure. They feature grape seed extract, beetroot powder, COQ10. We feel like we're doing something really good for our blood pressure and heart health every day when we take them. Plus, no pills to swallow. They taste really good. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grape seed extract in Superbeats is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced support healthy COQ10 levels, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15%. Just go to superbeats.com. In fact, go to getsuperbeats.com and use code Tom. That's getsuperbeats.com, code Tom. All right, we're back. Where anything goes, fine. Let's do a speed round before we go to break at the top of the hour. Let's go Rachel, who wins the Most Patient Listener Award. Hello, Rachel.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, I can go fast if you need me to go fast. Just talking about, it was sort of about yesterday's D-Day anniversary in Normandy, and about a lot of the nice speeches comparing Russians' ongoing brutal war in Ukraine by... you know, primarily French and American leaders, and pledging to stay the course with Ukraine and not let it fall to Russian tyranny. And all that sounds great, but honestly, I kind of feel like the talk is cheap. Frankly, like the fact that, you know, many of Ukraine's most powerful allies, particularly the U.S. and Germany, I'd say, have really been slow walking military aid and placing arbitrary and really incongruent conditions on just defensive weapons use in border regions really feels hollow. Like, especially Russia has no limits with its glide bombs as it's flattening the city of Kharkiv in the east. I'm just wondering, like, we also just observed, celebrate the 1 year anniversary of Russia's total destruction of the Kakhovka Dam in southeast Ukraine, destroying infrastructure and kind of taking a piece of the world's breadbasket and making it into a toxic desert. So with that and the grain blockade on the Black Sea, Russia is threatening global food securities with this sadistic imperial process. And with that and, of course, all of the mass kidnapping and deportations of children and so many other things, what's it going to take? This should be a moral no-brainer and really a really easy to defend geostrategic thing. This is something the Biden administration is, I don't know, twiddling its thumbs on, and we could lose entirely if, you know, Trump just sees a squirrel and runs the other way. So I don't know what it'll take to wake people up.
He won't see a squirrel. It's not even, for this one, it isn't even Trump to see a squirrel. Trump will actively work to abandon Ukraine and support Russia. We don't have to make guesses about that. We know that. That
probably,
won't be because he's ADHD. It's because he's on the wrong side.
In large part, yes, but he is also so erratic. He made these speeches about, maybe I just bomb Moscow or Beijing. And so you're probably right.
The only guess is how extreme he would go. But I don't, like, in terms of the direction he would go, that's not. But your greater point, why isn't it a bigger moral clarion call? I have lots of thoughts. And one of them was because literally the Hamas attack was greenlit in part to distract the global community from what was happening in Ukraine. And we've got to call attention to what's happening in Ukraine.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
I used to be so uncomfortable in bed on hot summer nights, but not since I discovered Cozy Earth's revolutionary cooling bedding and sleepwear. Cozy Earth is crafted with viscose from bamboo, which regulates body temperature and ensures uninterrupted, refreshing sleep. I've slept like a baby since we switched to Cozy Earth, and I think you will too. And right now, my listeners can get an exclusive 30% off on Cozy Earth. Just go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and enter that promo code Tom at checkout. When it comes to bedding and sleepwear, Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality and comfort. Plus, their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty means you can rest easy if you're not completely satisfied. Ready to sleep and feel better? Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom right now and enter that promo code Tom for an exclusive 30% savings. That's 30% off at CozyEarth.com/Tom with the promo code Tom. And after checkout, be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey and choose my show from the drop-down menu. That's CozyEarth.
This is the Shaw WAUK. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we'll take a look back at what happened over the weekend and get you prepared for a statewide tour with our friend Jane Matinere. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Matinere on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno Fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno Fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matinere on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.